The talks kicked off with small agreements, like the House accepting the Senate's proposal to drain $16 million from a renewable energy fund and also to pay for local water projects starting in 2014 rather than in 2015. But as top budget writers stress their common goals, they also recognize that big disagreements loom on taxes and Medicaid expansion.
Monday, we'll start the hard work of really talking about the issues where we may have some disagreement.
Democrat Mary Jane Wallner is House Finance Committee Chairman. Republican Chuck Morris leads the Senate's Finance Panel.
Medicaid expansion is a problem in this budget. I don't think it should have been in the back of the budget, and I think the Senate agrees with all of that.
The Republican-led Senate also opposes a 20-cent increase to the tobacco tax favored by the House, and the House is delaying implementation of tax breaks for businesses. The democratically controlled House, meanwhile, opposes a $50 million Senate back cut to state staff and benefits. The official deadline for budget negotiators to reach compromise is Thursday. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.